It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Let's fire up the old research song.
According to a recent study,
Facebook might be better for your relationships than you thought. It's not just for classmates from fourth grade saying it's taco night at their house. It's for strengthening real friendships. Keith Hampton is lead author of a report released today by the Pew Internet and American Life Project about Facebook and other social sites. He's a professor at University of Pennsylvania's Annenberg School for Communication.
We found that Facebook users in general tend to be more trusting than similar people in the population. They tend to have more close relationships than similar people. They get more overall social support, particularly emotional support and companionship. And we didn't find any evidence that they tend to cocoon with people who are more similar to themselves. In fact, we found users of some social networking platforms like MySpace actually are more likely to be able to consider alternative points of view.
The study also found Facebook users to be more politically engaged than most people. Nicole Ellison is a professor of telecommunications, information studies, and media at Michigan State University. She says these findings are significant.
When you take this piece of solid empirical research in conjunction with other academic articles and other reports, a pretty clear story is starting to emerge that, in contrast to fears that these technologies are alienating us, in actuality, the story may be that they're actually allowing us to connect with one another in new ways. I think if you think about the benefits that we get from our close friends and the ways that we maintain these relationships, most of these activities can be done on Facebook, and they can often be done in a way that's easier and quicker, and when things are easier and quicker, we tend to do them more.
Ellison says we need to start looking at digital relationships in a different light.
I think we tend to think of face-to-face contact as kind of the gold standard of communication, but research really suggests that there are some cases in which online interactions can actually be more intimate, that we can disclose more, that it's not always the case that face-to-face communication is the only or even the best way for us to form and maintain our social relationships.
Find a link to that report at marketplacetech.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and we can have a meaningful relationship together and trust one another. Got a burning technology question that needs an answer? Let our help desk take a crack at it. Contact us through marketplacetech.org or our Facebook page. The video game Duke Nukem Forever has finally been released. Gamers have been waiting for this latest installment in the Duke Nukem franchise for 15 years. But according to Ben Kuchera, games editor for Ars Technica, it's a big piece of horrible, stinking garbage.
You have jokes that aren't funny and are often offensive, married to gameplay that seems to be something that came out of a time capsule. The levels are poorly designed, the shooting is unsatisfactory, and the character itself feels like a throwback to action movies no one liked to begin with. This is wall-to-wall a bad game with a large marketing budget.
Let me play the devil's advocate for just a moment, Ben. Let me get into character here for a second. Dude, stop being so politically correct. It's kind of crazy. Lighten up.
It is kind of crazy, but the thing is, we constantly hear from critics that games are this very, very important art form that can move us in very interesting ways. And then when you get a game that says things that feel genuinely hateful, they fall back on, oh, it's just a game. You can't have it both ways. Either the content means something or it doesn't.
We have a link to a longer and just as scathing review Ben wrote. Go to marketplacetech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.